This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Caring.
As a cut person, as a mother.
Informative.
And you're like... One arm sticking out of a bush.
Topical.
It's amazing what you can do with a pervert and 3D printer these days.
Supportive.
My God, you are trash. You are such trash, Kim.
Quality content.
Just have this image now, John, of someone riding you. I'm sorry.
You'll get none of it. Join the Sexperts for Hide and Seek, Tuesdays, 10 p.m. and subscribe to the podcast on your favourite podcast app.
This is Hide and Seek, and these are the Sextras. Bonus sexy content.
You are gravy!
Exclusive to podcast.
You are with the Sexperts here on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Well, the Sexpert, I guess. You're with Michael, flying somewhat solo at the moment. We are again joined by the wonderful Beau, who we had on our main episode this week, just to do a little bit of a pickup and answer some more community questions that came through from our Instagram because we didn't have an opportunity to get through all of them on the live show. Some of the topics we kind of talked about a little bit, but we wanted to take an opportunity to pick up with Beau again and go through all of our community questions so that we get an opportunity to get through all of those. Beau, welcome back. We're obviously not in the studio today. We are dialing in digitally. So thank you very much for stepping back in to have a chat with us again.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, it was a wonderful episode. I was just re-listening to it today, listening to your dulcet tones. And we had the most wonderful, amazing time talking to you. Of course, for anyone who didn't catch the main episode, go back and revisit that. We were talking about small penises, gay and other queer men's obsession with large ones, and really unpacking some of the stigma associated with having a quote-unquote small penis or an average penis, and at what our perceptions are of those. So I guess we'll jump right in, Beau. The first question that we received in, we kind of addressed a little bit, but it's probably a really good place to start, which is what's small and what's not when it comes to penises?
Yeah, I think this is a really tricky one because, you know, you can go the science route and be like, okay, well, anything under average, I guess you can be like, oh, that's small. But, you know, I think realistically, like what is culturally small is kind of quite removed from the scientific one. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a guy on a sex app or something like that be like, oh, I have a 5-inch cock. Like, 6 seems to be the lowest anyone I've seen anyone go consistently. So I think, yeah, it seems to be, at least in Australia, in like gay land, that kind of anything under 6 kind of gets framed as small, like whether it like realistically is or not. And I guess the problem is, like, you know, if the questionable science is to be believed, like that's most guys. Like most guys are kind of in that category.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's funny you say that. You know, the amount of times I've seen, you know, 6-inch this and 7-inch this and perhaps even 8 or 9-inch this. And no one really mentioning, you know, it's 5, it's 5+, it's 4.5, it's 4. But I've definitely encountered those in my dealings with penises in the wild. So there, I would love for more guys to have the ability to be more upfront about their penis size, whether it's long or short or fat or skinny or bendy or cut or uncut or whatever, and just enjoy all penises in all the different shapes and sizes. The next question we got through was a little bit more inquisitive, which was how does the panel measure up? And I did I did post on our Instagram story, maybe we should have like a little bit of a measure off in the room, but I didn't know whether that was necessarily in the spirit of what we were doing.
Do a footy tipping competition. Who can get closest to just the tipping. Whoever can get closest to guessing everyone's correctly, I think it's the way to go. Obviously,
I think that's the way to go too. Well, however, yeah, I mean, we have shared your image on our socials promoting this week's podcast, which has a mold of at least part of your penis. Tim has posted his from, again, to go back to the main show, his molded penis. But while it was like dimensionally accurate, I think it was like it had shrunk down.
Yeah, it's very hard to maintain the full force of an erection whilst it's stuck in like a mushy pot of quick drying plaster. Yeah, that's
it's,
for sure.
Even when you get it done professionally, it's not easy. I know I've watched, like, to talk about large penises, Rocco Steele, I think, has put up a video on one of his socials. It's probably X or Twitter, of him in the process of getting his kind of like professionally made to sell dildos. And it's not like, it's not an easy process to do them properly. You have to kind of be in the mold for quite some time. And like you said, stay still and maintain a steady amount of erection. So I presume that there's some sort of medical assistance happening there to make sure that everything's hunky-dory.
Science is coming in to save us here. 3D printing is the...
Although 3D printing's a little bit scratchy.
Yeah. An artist friend of mine from Taipei, he did a super-sized sculpture version of his junk for an artwork.
Now, when you say super size, how big are we talking?
Viewers won't be able to see this, but I'm going to quickly show Michael, which is a...
It's not Attack of the 60-foot penis. Oh, it's that particular artwork. So I didn't realize that I know the artwork you're speaking about, and it was embroiled in some
a
saga.
A bit of drama, like all good art is.
A little bit of drama. From the AIDS conference that happened earlier this year, so we'll make sure to share that on our X or on our Twitter.
Yeah, everyone can compare to Kai's penis in that artwork and see how they feel.
It looks quite large.
Yeah, you know.
but yeah, that particular artwork was not opaque. It's what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a see-through plastic. Yeah.
I think it's plastic. like a resin, and then they've filled it with ARV medications from that were expired in Taiwan.
Was it expired antiretroviral medications for HIV treatment?
That hadn't been put to use in Taiwan. Unfortunately, because medications like that are so heavily regulated across borders, the artwork wasn't allowed into Australia. So it couldn't be shown here, but
such a shame, such a shame. We'll share a link to that in this podcast, so joy.org.au/hideandseek, and we'll chuck up a link to that story on our socials as well, because it was a really interesting story and a really beautiful piece of artwork as well. The next question that we had through was, how do you measure accurately? And I feel like we kind of delved into this on the main program around what is and what is not accurate and where like confirmation bias comes in things. But your tips for, to make that pun again, your tips for measuring were pretty much straight over the top.
Yes.
Face to tip.
Yeah, pubic bone to the tip of your dick. And that, but you know, these things only really work if you have a straighty. If you're someone with a bit of a curve, like there's no perfect way to do it. But yeah, I'm across the top to the tip. And then, yeah, if you're wanting to get the girth, grab a string, use that, wrap it around.
A string method would work. Someone else sent in a message and said, I'm considered big, but I absolutely love smaller packages. I'm wondering, is this a thing for a lot of people or is this just me?
I guess
more a statement than a question.
I think when something's so stigmatized, it's actually really hard to talk about liking it without it kind of coming across as offensive. Like, you know, unless guys are really, you know, into a certain aspect, I don't think there's many guys out there that are going to handle being like, cool, I've seen your cock. I love small cocks. Like, I find most guys are always, like, if they think your dick is small, they always do that, like,
tiptoe around it.
Size doesn't matter to me. Like, they don't say that you're small, but they're just like, I don't care about that sort of thing.
Right.
Which is just, you know, like, it just comes across as patronizing. I'm just like, yeah, just, like, obviously it's about how people...
It's to, like, when someone's, like, a fat person... And they're like, oh, that person's like, they're larger or they're stocky. It's like, just call them fat. They will probably appreciate it as long as you're not doing it in a derogatory way.
Yeah, and I think it is like quite similar. It really depends. Like, do you know them? Do you know what language they like? And like just being willing to be led by the person on like how they want to discuss it. But it's a bit of a chicken and egg thing in that, like, yeah, the less we, the more we get avoidant of it, the more the stigma is gonna cling to it. So I'm more than happy. I'm always happy to hear that, like, there's guys out there that are like, yeah, small dicks are hot, because yeah, they are. They deserve the love. And
go small dicks. Another question we got in was, if you're and we talked about this on the main show a little bit, if you're a grower with a small package doesn't necessarily mean small, but do you consider your cock small, even if it's not so small, or if it's quite large, when it's, you know, all grown up, so to speak?
Yeah, I think most guys consider their soft dicks small. Like, I just find most guys are quite insecure about this. They're like a flaccid dick. And they really only want it to be seen in like its full glory. But yeah, I think, but you know, I always cringe a bit when, you know, a guy gets seen naked and they like instantly leap to their dick's defense. They're like, oh no, but like, I'm a grower, don't worry. Da-da-da-da-da. It's just like, oh my God, being seen as having a small dick is not the end of the world. Like, but, you know, like, I think we're all in this boat. Like, I very rarely met people that are 100% comfortable with their dick and their size. So, yeah, if society has made you feel like you have a small dick, then, you know, welcome to the small dick club. Like, it's
welcome to the club, guys. Yeah. It's a friendly club to be in.
And the majority.
This isn't a question, but this is something that I wanted to ask. Do you have your own networks of guys that have small cocks that talk about it and bond and like share experiences or anything? Like, is there a network or a community of guys?
No, we don't have the, what's that forum? Like, Lad Penis Support Group.
Oh, yes.
Which is, an entity in and of itself, that place. But I think like there's a bit online in terms of like some accounts, Twitter accounts that focus on like smaller guys, but like not really. Like, I feel like it's at the end of the day, it's dicks. It's not like, I think for most people, it's not a huge amount of their lives.
Yeah.
Even if it does have like a strong aspect over their sex life.
Yeah, sure. Now, we had a question in, which is actually a three-part question. So I'll break this one down, perhaps. Thank you to this person that sent through a couple of things to talk about. They said they've got a lot to say. I have a dick that would be considered small, just under 5 inches hard. I used to be really hung up about it. I'm still smaller than most guys I have sex with, but I have plenty of hot fun with guys who have loved getting fucked by my hard little pocket rocket. Again, more a statement than a question, but Yeah, great to hear this person's kind of come around to just enjoying the equipment they've got, I guess.
I think it's really undersold, like how good sex with like a hard five inch cock can be. Like, I feel like we're really, really sold this like bigger is always better fantasy. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, unless you've kind of tried it a few times, you can't really judge. But, you know, I've spoken to guys that have like literally just never been with a smaller guy. Like, they filter so aggressively that, yeah, it's just, they've never even really experienced it to judge it. So,
yeah. So get amongst it, guys, is the call to action there, I guess. Again, this is something that I brought up on the show with my ex-partner, that this is part two of this person's question. There's a big misconception that guys with big dicks will top and smaller dicks guys will bottom, but this just isn't true. My dick gets and stays pretty hard, pretty quick. Plus, I get lots of pre-cum, which is both of which are very handy for topping.
Yeah, like, well, I think I think in just a physics point of view, like the amount of blood needed to maintain a huge cock seems to be a bit of a struggle for some of the larger fellas. You know, like, and obviously this is a speaking anecdotally. I don't think there's been any science on like erection firmness and penis size in men, but I love it's hot to hear about these guys like seeping hard little cock.
We love to see it. Well, we love to hear it. Yeah. We haven't
love
seen
to hear it.
Again, another kind of beach related and nudity related question, because we talked about this again a little bit on the main show. Part three of this person's question was heading along to nude beaches and events like Adam, where guys with all kinds of bodies and cocks hanging out, has really helped me embrace my size too. I love checking out and playing with sexy guys with all cock sizes. Again, get thee to a nudery. If you haven't been to a nude event, it will do wonders for your, well, it did for me at least, will do wonders for your self-esteem, for your sense of self, and for seeing, loving, and appreciating not just all different cock sizes, but different ages and different bodies and different presentations of what masculinity looks like in those spaces.
Yeah, I think it's so it's also really revealing about how, I guess, limited what we get shown through media is as well. Like, you really get a kind of, you know, a small little taste of the full spectrum of what bodies can look like. And yeah, we're just not given much diversity at the end of the day through like most visual media. And it's just great to have these little pockets where you can, you know, go get, you know, a small taste of what humanity has on offer for us all.
Yeah. Not that every interaction in a nude beach or at a nude event or an Adam specifically is always going to be the most positive interaction, but I feel like it's a more positive community environment to be in than just a back room at some sex party. The next person asked, stated, 4.5 inches here, and it's one of my biggest insecurities. I've never felt comfortable with my size. So it sounds like this person's still in that stage of grappling with what does it mean to have a 4.5 inch cock versus a larger or a smaller one. I guess what's your advice for this person that's still on
that journey? Going back to the previous statement about, I guess, kind of getting out there and seeing other people's bodies and kind of seeing the diversity that's out there, I think that really helps. You know, for me, I mentioned on the main show, kind of, I did, you know, I was doing things like, oh, being a life model and going to nude beaches or, you know, clothing optional spaces so you can kind of sit where you feel comfortable but kind of see other people. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's so heavily stigmatized in the culture. Think especially in a lot of sexual cultures that gay men frequent, it's a pretty, pretty hard sell. And especially if you're wanting to be the top, like it is, you know, to be realistic, it is a struggle. But yeah, you know, you get the cock you're given. Like, I think hopefully you can find partners that are a bit more, you know, sexually open-minded and you can kind of explore and have fun with the cock you have, with toys. Like, yeah, there's so many options out there these days for good sex that kind of, people getting so hung up on like one aspect that people have no control over, this seems so limiting to me.
Yeah. I appreciate you using the term hung up. I think that's
hung up on the hungs. Yeah.
Unhung up, exactly. Yeah. This next person said something that we talked about a little bit on the show, which was this person said they don't like big dicks, that they hurt and tend to go past my prostate. Whereas with small dicks, they kind of hit the button without hurting. And the guys they're attached to generally try to try a little bit harder. So a little bit of a value judgment here. I like guys with big dicks. I feel like guys with big dicks are literally just trying to stretch me out and make me squirm. So yeah, find the dick that works for your hole if you're bottoming, I guess. But yeah, advantageous sex happenings related to where the penis goes, I guess.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, being honest about your body, like, it's such an interesting thing that, like, being like, I'm not into big dicks is kind of framed as a controversial statement to make in gay land. Like, it's like, what do you mean? Like, we all want this. But yeah, I think the bottom in pain fantasy, the kind of being obliterated by like some giant dick dude, I think it's such a strong fantasy in porn and for a lot of us. And I think, yeah, sometimes that fantasy doesn't actually kind of translate to real life in a hot of a way as that we imagine it might. And kind of conversely, like, sometimes things that we don't fantasize about end up being like really hot sexual experiences in real life. So
yeah absolutely.
I think unpicking the fantasy versus real life thing is, you know, an important way of getting to good sex.
Totally. And now this is something that we talked about on the show. This person said, I've never thought about fucking other people because I'm, you know, in quotes, too small. Over time, I developed my submissive side and I started to love my small package. As I got into humiliation and started to like being naked around others, and I guess learned to love what they hated in the beginning. We talked about humiliation kink a little bit on the show, but it's interesting that was this person's, I guess, way to access positive body imagery in a way.
Yeah, I think kind of like SPH, or for those who don't know, small penis humiliation is the kink code for it. It's definitely around in like small dick kind of representation in porn. You know, I think it pushes a lot of guys' buttons out there, kind of whether or not they have a small dick. If it's something guys find hot, like I find it hot sometimes, I don't think it's necessarily, you know, as long as it's like consensual, fun, sexy times, then yeah, I think it's a totally, like, I don't think it's in contradiction with like a body positive attitude. Sometimes I think if you have something that is kind of deemed so socially and culturally taboo, it kind of, yeah, it does come out in our sexuality in interesting ways. And I think kind of like small dick humiliation, like humiliation in porn in like sexy times in general, is just kind of part of that. And it's just about, I think, just being communicative about it and not kind of assuming that every guy with a small dick's into that and wants to play that out. And because, yeah, I think that's the danger. Like, the thing I always worry about is, you know, when bodies kind of get typecast into these roles that are quite static. Dynamic.
And to pivot off that, this next person said, you know, in those situations where the way that you're discussing another person's penis isn't affirming, separate to kind of humiliation kink, is that this person said, hey, I'm only 3 to 4 inches here. It's my biggest insecurity. I hate how it's always looked at, like I have a choice of it being this small, which is very valid. People don't realize the damage it does. It's fine if it's not your thing, but when it's seen as laughable or at like an insult, it's such a kick to the face. So I'm sorry to this person that that's been your experience in your sexual pleasure seeking with other people. What are your thoughts on that, Bo?
Yeah, I think people really, and I talked about it in the article a bit, how it's always kind of framed as, I guess, in the wider culture as like punching up. Like that it's bringing down the patriarchy by kind of maintaining this very like, nothing is more humiliating to a man, for a man, than having a small dick.
All right.
And yeah, I think, yeah, it's just so damaging the psyche of so many guys. And as I mentioned in the article, in really uneven ways, like, it really affects certain groups more than others. And yeah, I think this, you know, it like breaks my heart a little bit to hear that from this listener, just because, yeah, it's always kind of framed as a failing that people had control over, when it's like literally just anatomy. It's like, there's nothing, like, you kind of get what you're given. And yeah, it's just, I just find it so rough that it's kind of always framed as a failing on the part of people.
Yeah, like, that doesn't say to something that you have absolutely zero control over.
Yeah, people act like it's dicks are handed out on, like, via a social justice mechanism or something.
Yeah, and that it's therefore connected through to yourself, to your worth as a human being, which is,
yeah, it's like, only billionaires and, like, toxic men will be given small dicks, so we're allowed to laugh at them.
Yeah. Now, this last question that we have, so thank you so much, Bo, for being able to step in and tackle some of these Q&As that we've had. This last one reiterated a point that, again, we kind of mentioned on the show a little bit, and said that it's discussing how in the general media, in the media in general, it's portrayed as something really shameful, a shameful feature, and that people campaign about, you know, watching what we say and the things that we can and can't say about other people, including, you know, race and disability. But a small dick is kind of always the butt of a joke. It's, I guess, like you was talking about before, an acceptable form of, you know, of knocking on another person because it's seen to be appropriate to do so. Like, and this person said, you know, they're always insulted, like, they're not manly and that they're not human.
Yeah, I always think of growing up, the film Bedazzled.
I'm watching the trailer for that the other day. I don't know, it must have gone on some streaming platform recently, because I saw the trailer floating around.
Yeah, and one of the devil's, like, gotcha moments is, he gets turned into, like, a star basketball player, but then the love of his life sees his dick and loses all interest because he gets given a tiny dick.
Yeah, when he's otherwise, you know, very, like, very tall and very handsome and, you know, successful.
Yeah.
Like, presumably a millionaire because he's a pro basketballer.
Yeah, but it's like you know, it's like, of course you would have zero interest after seeing a tiny dick.
Yeah.
And then the, what's the other one where it showed off when I was growing up? Scary Movie. There's a whole scene where the guy's, like, leaving Polaroids of his soft dick.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's so, like, I feel it's like a constant thread in, like, teenage media. Mm. And, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, like, it's really up to men to kind of step up and, like, do the work on this. Like, I feel like, you know, like, the women's movement, the feminist movement has done, like, so much amazing work around body positivity for women. And kind of, I don't know, there's like this underlying expectation that they should be doing the work around dicks as well. And it's like, no, yeah, guys.
We're the owners of them.
This is us. Like, and yeah, we just, and, you know, I think, you know, gay men have a little more leeway to kind of explore these things, and, like, to, you know, so we should be kind of trying to lead the way on this type of body positivity around this type of thing. But
And we're in a position to do it, because, you know, when we talk about, you know, I guess, women's relationship with penises, and, you know, there may be some, you know, negative stereotyping from women against men, those are all stereotypes that are placed upon men by themselves, as, you know, through the patriarchy and we're in control of the narrative around our own bodies, and we're responsible for making fun of it as much as we are for uplifting it and affirming it, I guess.
Yeah, and like, you know, gay men, we both, like, a lot of us have dicks, and a lot of us are really into dicks. So we're kind of, you know, we're the sellers and buyers of dicks. So we have skin in the game on both ends. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, we're the ones kind of really chasing that the 11-inch dragon.
Chasing the 11-inch dragon, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Bo, thank you so much for stepping in to have this conversation with us in the after show, I guess we'll call it, because I know you're about to flit off on a plane very shortly, is my understanding.
Yeah, heading up to Sydney. I'm hoping it's warm enough for some La Perouse time, but we'll find out.
You will find out. Well, we look forward to seeing all of the photos of you enjoying much nicer weather than we are enjoying down here in the cold. Although it's a nicer day at the moment currently today. So
yeah, I still haven't been to Sunnyside, so hopefully this summer can see some of the listeners at Sunnyside.
Yep. So if you recognize Bo's face, politely come up and say hello. So
yeah, please do.
And compliment his penis.
Yes, please do.
Well, this has been an after hours, I guess, edition of Hide and Seek here through Joy 94.9. Returning with Bo, if you do have any more questions, we probably won't be doing another pickup, but if you want to connect with Bo, we've of course got all of those links from Bo's link tree that we'll have in the podcast page. And if you've got any questions, hideandseek@joy.org.au is our email. You can always drop us a line there, or submit an anonymous question through our socials. The link is in our bio there. Thanks again, Bo, for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Caring.
As a cut person, as a mother.
Informative.
And you're like... one arm sticking out of a bush.
Topical.
It's amazing what you can do with a pervert and 3D printer these days.
Supportive.
My God, you are trash. You are such trash, Kim.
Quality content.
Just have this image now, John, of someone riding you. I'm sorry.
You'll get none of it. Join the Sexperts for Hide and Seek Tuesdays 10 p.m. and subscribe to the podcast on your favourite podcast app.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.